I'm looking out over the city. The towers, two moons above, the labyrinth of moving slidewalks below. It's the city of the future, but the future is now, and your nightmares are coming true.
Magnifico.
Magnifico, city of malls. It's a hot night on Sulanula. The walls of the city shimmer and melt. They ooze and undulate. They shine with a smeary greasiness, a colossal shrine to fast food and sticky fingers. Does anyone clean up anymore? Does anyone care? Oh, by the way, my name's Ruby.
Ruby.
I'm a galactic gumshoe.
Gumshoe.
A good one. The shuttle slides beneath giant screens. Miles of suntanned skin pass overhead, luscious humanoids, lusty, carnivorous smiles, white rows of glistening tombstone teeth, fleshy, succulent lips, sighing, sucking, smacking, seas of squirming flesh, mountainous biceps, Vesuvius breasts. I descend into the bad breath of Magnifico, city of moles. I parked Mustafa, my air car, on the roof and stepped out. Ooh, I smell something. What is it? Where is it? I slide out my trusty Godzilla blaster. He steps out of the shadows, smiling. Oh, yeah. I recognize him, one of the mall scuds, a pro. An assassin. Why is he so confident? What's he got that I don't? Oh, now I see. He's got a blaster, a kind I've never seen before. It looks like he's gonna let me take the first shot. Ooh, a real gentleman. I let him have it. He's knocked back, but still standing. Okay. Damn it. What kind of shield is that? He fires. I slow time and flip up my shield. Ow! Oh! My shield's not stopping it. Ooh, he fires again. I slow it down and barely step aside. Phew. Mustafa.
Problems, Ruby.
Get your shield up. We're getting out of here. I said, get your shield up.
It is up.
Look at him. What an ugly smile. What smug confidence. I hate that. Mustafa, boot laser.
I hear and obey.
Out of the trunk pops the laser cannon. El Sinjo. Now the scud backs off. Too late, sucker. Suck on this. Ha! Mustafa, you were a little slow.
In what way?
Does it take that much time to get your cannon up?
I'm afraid so.
Well, we're gonna have to work on that. I'm gonna pick up a couple of things and we're getting out of here.
Would you like the word of the day?
Sure.
The tongue is soft and remains. The teeth are hard and fall out.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the planet, the Maharini, ruler of the dark lands of Arishkigal, is deep in thought.
Only Inanna, in her arrogance, would wear all seven gates of the underworld. She may be the light, but I am the queen of this darkness. I will see her stripped and hanging on the wall.
You have called, oh, illustrious Maharini.
Inki, let us play.
Oh, let us play.
What would you like to be today?
Today? A professor.
A professor? Good.
Professor Inki.
Tell me, whatever comes to mind.
They are substances, organisms, beings. They are impulses. They are alive. In the primitive cultures, they have been understood and incorporated into the basic language structure, into the alphabet. And they can take any shape or form within the context of what they are. Friendly or unfriendly?
Oh, very good, Professor.
Mustafa.
Yes, O shining sun in the brightest day.
Set a course for the Digital Circus.
I hear and I obey.
The Digital Circus is a band of performing techies that roam this planet, going from one electronics dump to another. They scavenge for parts, build strange devices, and they perform.
Excuse me, Ruby.
What's wrong?
We're being tailed.
Uh-oh.
It is moving and fast.
Can we outrun it?
Not in my present condition.
Oh, we don't stand a chance. He's gonna blast us out of the sky.
I suggest we mingle in the air traffic below.
Yeah. Dip down above the street. See if we can lose him down there. Yeah, got a chunk of us that time. How's the shield?
No shield.
Gone. Great. That's it. Sitting ducks.
Sitting ducks? What does that mean?
No, not now. We're... Ow!
I'm here. I'm going down. Oh,
try for a soft land, okay?
Oh, my.
Awful. Pop the door. Let me out of here. I ran down an alley, blasted a door open, and ducked inside. Yeah, look at him, walking up like nothing can touch him, Mustafa. Can he get your cannon up?
No, my trunk will not unzip.
Oh, terrific, he knows where I am, here he comes. I can't believe it. My blaster knocks him back a step and that's it? What the hell kind of shield are these scuds wearing? He can take down walls with that thing. Damn it. Dead end. I can't stop him. There's nothing that'll penetrate that shield.
There is not one, but two.
Oh, yeah, I see. Another one behind him. Where did he come from? What the hell? A submachine gun? Oh, the scud went down.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Bullets, huh? It's a bit old-fashioned.
Low-tech does the job.
So I see.
Hey, stay there. He'll self-destruct.
Good. That's a nice museum piece you're packing.
Yeah, it's been... just a moment. Yeah?
He's got a modem implant.
Huh? Yeah.
Interesting face.
Right.
Big mouth. Thick skin. A lot of scar tissue.
She's all right.
Knife. Bullet.
He does?
Laser blade. Shrapnel.
Sure, no problem. Hey, you have an invitation.
Oh, yeah? From whom?
The Concerto Grosso.
You're with the syndicate?
Mr. Concertina requests your presence.
Mr. Big, I'm flattered. He gave a little whistle, and a long black stretch air limo settled down. We stepped in and quietly rose up and out across the city. I like your scars.
Thank you.
Looks like you've been around. What's your name?
They call me Frogmouth.
Nice name.
You can call me Froggy.
Nice to meet you, Froggy. I'm Ruby.
I know.
The air limo settled down on a wonderfully ugly skyscraper. Built like a fortress. We took the elevator down and down. So, this is the stronghold of the mob?
Yours is a rare privilege.
I wonder why I'm being honored. We continued down, and from what I figured, down right into the ground, and down and down and down. Down.
Arishkigal, the city of perpetual night. Restless, constantly moving, Inanna is carried along, but she has nowhere to go, except for her search to understand the gates that appear sometimes as doors or archways or neon signs. You never know. The streets dip into the hills and become corridors, or suddenly end and become canals. Or this one she's walking up becomes narrower and narrower until Inanna can just barely slip sideways, and then it ends. Everything points to the red door she's standing before. Is this yet another gate?
Hello? Hello?